Frank, suppose disappointment today is, I suppose, lost that game up to the 50th minute, Frank.
I suppose, you know, half timer, probably in a great position after probably playing against a stiff enough breeze. And, you know, we were hoping the second half to build on that and maybe started the first 10, 15 minutes in good enough state. I think, you know, Mayo, to be fair to them, can probably up the levels a little bit, and I suppose we didn't match it, and I suppose they got their rewards at the end.
Started off the game very brightly, 2 points in the first opening minute or so, and then they got that penalty. I don't know if you got a wee view of it. Was it inside or was it not?
It was hard to see, you know, as the play was going on. You know, it was probably a penalty out of nothing, as there was no real danger. I think the ball was probably going wide anyway. But I think after suffering the goal and the penalty, you know, we responded very well after that, and you know, we to hit 10 points and from play in the, or, you know, in the first half alone, you know, probably is a great position to put ourselves in to push on and won the game. But, you know, sadly we didn't do that.
I suppose that breeze in the first half was lungs sapping and legs sapping, I suppose, and maybe the second half performance might have been a result of that.
Yeah, I suppose we did put a lot of work in against the breeze. We knew it was going to be a very tough ask against Mayo, and I suppose you probably saw the effects of that in the last 15-20 minutes, you know, bit of fatigue setting in there. But you have to give credit to Mayo that, you know, they were fit to maintain the level and up it there towards the end of the game.
I suppose bringing on O'Shea and Donald Vaughan, suppose implemented their physique in the midfield area, where Donegal was, I suppose, dominant at one stage.
Yeah, I suppose they definitely added something to it, to the Mayo team when they did come in, and I suppose it probably made us a bit unsettled, so it did for a while. There was a lot of stop starts and hop balls and off the ball, you know, going on, and I suppose we probably didn't react to that when the ball was in play. We didn't up the levels the way Mayo did.
And looking at, I suppose, in the second half as well, Eamon Doherty got sent off. Suppose you made I don't know if you got a wee look at that.
I think it was more a tangle more so than anything, you know. I suppose we're probably, Eamon was trying to get up on the ground, and himself and Aidan came together, and to me I didn't see much in it, but obviously the umpires and referees saw something that warranted the red card.
A lot to work on in the Ulster Championship, but looking at the league performance throughout the year has been quite positive, and suppose a lot of people didn't expect that, Frank.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose going into the last game, a good chance, and sitting in second place and a good chance to get to the league final was probably very good up until that point. Well, it's disappointing not to be in the league final. It was probably a positive league overall when you look at the new players that we blooded in, and I suppose not just blooded in, but, you know, new players that we discovered even today there, like Cian Mulligan and Kieran Thompson, still stepped up and had some great scores.
All focus now, I suppose, to Antrim, an exciting time, I suppose. The Ulster Championship is what it's all about, and no doubt no one will remember this game in Mayo in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, that's, I suppose, the date's always ingrained in your head, you know, from the start of the year, and I suppose the 16th of May is our date for Antrim, and that's what we're going to be building. We've a clean run now from now to then, and, you know, we're going to really focus on that, and, you know, hopefully build towards Ulster semi-final and final.
Michael, turned out to be a disappointing day here in Mayo. Donegal seemed to be controlling that, and then it all changed in the second half.
Yeah, like, guys, I think you just said it there now. Say we went out and we played some of our best football that we played in the National League this year. I thought we attacked really well and defended quite comfortably, as I say, in the second half. Then just not to be, Mayo came back into it, and, you know, we failed to get up to the standards ourselves.
Yeah. How big a factor was the crowd, and how big a factor was Aidan O'Shea in that second half, and Mayo turning the screw?
Yeah, big players, I say, huge player. Mayo are a great side, and, you know, they're at all Ireland finals in the latter stages there, and they still have a number of experienced campaigners there. So, yeah, come here, we're expecting a huge battle, expecting nothing different, as I say, in the second half to come for them. And likewise, we just couldn't keep them out and get the scores on the board at the other end.
Yeah. Was it disappointing? Obviously, last week you didn't see out the Monaghan game, and you wanted to learn from that, and this week you didn't see out another game for the second again in a row, haven't been so dominant.
I thought we took a hell of a lot of learnings from last weekend to this week, and, you know, I thought we played the first half, as I say, we played some of our best football, but as I say, that wasn't enough to try and grab the one. We wanted to get a one, we wanted to get into a league final, we wanted to get to Croke Park. It's disappointing in that regard that we didn't get there, but likewise, I think all in all, you look back over the course of the National League, we have a number of players there that stepped up to it. You look at Cian Mulligan there today, had a fantastic game. Owen Bann again, I thought, did brilliantly. And, you know, Jamie Brennan there had a couple of good scores. So, as I say, they're younger lads that really shone there today and really put themselves in the picture for game time come Championship.
I know I said to Rory that some pundits were ruling out Donegal at the start of the year, that they would be a team that would be fighting relegation. I suppose you've answered all them questions, and Donegal are in a strong position now heading into the Championship. Do you feel, Michael?
They say league's league, and Championship's Championship. Over the course of the next number of months now, it'll all tell the tale. it's nearly a completely different ball game. What you can do throughout the league is put yourself and your body in a position to do that. And I think the application of all the boys so far, of the younger boys really coming into it, I think that's something that we've got. And I just hope and I think we will continue that now over the next coming months and get stuck into an Antrim game, which is, say, the countdown's down. And as I say, the evening's getting a wee bit longer again, and we'll get stuck back into the training field and get back out at it.
Just finally noting them young players who have an under 21 championship now to focus on. Are these games in this league, do you feel, will do them a lot of benefit and knock them on, because they're looking now for a provincial crown?
Yeah, fantastic. As I say, can do nothing but good. You see them out there, not only out there but flourishing and contributing absolutely handsomely. I think it's going to be brilliant for them, and the addition of the players that they already have in the team, please God that they can put Donegal forward, and I've no doubt it won't be for the want of trying or the want of effort.